You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, funeral home prices can vary by thousands of dollars for the same services. We'll hear about an NPR investigation into the death care industry and how to navigate a confusing process.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. The big story this week was Governor Walker's budget plan. We'll check out a couple of proposals that haven't gotten the most attention. Also, we take a look at the group that manages high school athletics in the state and a controversy surrounding a Wisconsin congressional representative.
Robert Mentzer is with us. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He joins us every Friday. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's start with the state budget. Lots of news coming out of that. You pointed out one item that hasn't gotten as much attention as some of the high-profile stuff, youth mental health care. What do we see in this budget?
Sure. So Governor Scott Walker would add $6 million to the state budget that would really be targeted at addressing some specific needs for youth mental health. So it would include $3 million to help school districts hire more social workers, $2.5 million in grants to help school districts connect kids to outside mental health services if they're needed, and another $1 million to provide training for school district staff to make sure that they're able to screen for mental health challenges, know how to intervene when an intervention is needed. This is something that our reporter Rory Lenane with USA Today Network Wisconsin looked at this week, because she has been the lead reporter on the Kids in Crisis series that looks specifically at these issues. And you know, some of these proposals seem to be a direct response to some of that reporting. And the advocates that she spoke with this week said that it really is this really would make a difference, and it really is the word was unprecedented level of emphasis to youth mental health coming out of this budget.
And not everything in this budget is going to get bipartisan support, but this is something, as I understand it, that State Superintendent Tony Evers from Public Instruction, he talked about on this show, one of his priorities for the budget, something that Republicans and Democrats might all get behind.
For sure, and you never quite know. This is just the governor's document, and so there's a long way to go before the school districts actually start to have these social work services available. So we wouldn't want to. I don't want to state it too strongly that this is a done deal, but it's not. It doesn't seem to be a controversial proposal. That is true. There is bipartisan support for it. That is true. And I think there's going to be plenty of things to fight about in the budget. And it is worthwhile to step back and look at the ways that budget decisions that legislators make will actually really make a concrete difference in people's lives. This might be an area that that addresses a need. We found that USA Today Network Wisconsin found that staffing for social workers in schools is well below what professional organizations recommend. It's not this really is a need, and this looks like it might be a way of actually addressing that.
And then looking at the bigger picture, tax cuts, part of the governor's budget. What kind of things do we see there?
For sure. So the other thing, there's a lot in the budget, right? So there's substantial increases in funding for K-12 schools. There are $203 million worth of income taxes, a sales tax holiday, and then another $340 million in property tax cuts. There's also there would be 2% raises for state workers in Governor Scott Walker's budget. So this budget certainly, has been remarked. I'm not the first to notice that this budget looks a lot different from Walker's previous budgets. This comes at a time when the economy has been growing. There is more state revenue to work with, and so you see this document is a stark departure from prior budgets, and many think is sort of opening volley in a possible reelection campaign by the governor.
We'll have occasion to talk about these points in future weeks. We're talking to Rob Mentzer.
This might come up. You're right.
Rob Mentzer is with us from the USA Today Network Wisconsin, our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. Let's step away from the budget for a moment. moment, Rob. One of your reporters looked at salary increases at the WIAA. That's the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. It's a nonprofit that manages a lot of the high school athletics here in the state. What did you find?
Sure, and it is big business there. So our investigative reporter, Keegan Kyle, who is a friend of Central Time, I believe.
He's been on.
He had first done a report. He broke the story last year that the salaries of sort of the top executives at the WIAA had been steadily climbing, and that the revenues of this agency, which is a nonprofit and which is it's supposed to be an educational service. These are high school kids we're talking about in high school, youth athletics. Had been steadily rising, and that they were something like 8% of the organization's total expenses were in salaries for just these handful of positions. So this is sort of a follow up to that report, and in the latest story, Keegan Kyle found that indeed the executives got another raises between sort of 4% and or so 3%, 4% in the last year, even as the WIAA's revenues actually declined last year.
And then WIAA has faced calls for transparency, including from some state lawmakers. Give us a little of the backdrop there.
Right, and this may be even a more significant finding from these financial disclosures that the nonprofit released. So that one of the things that the story reported is that the WIAA last year hired 4 lobbyists and spent more than $27,000 to oppose legislation that would have brought it under the state's open records and open meetings laws. They really do not like that idea. They argue that they're a private nonprofit and the state doesn't open records laws don't apply to a private nonprofit. The argument that the piece of legislation is introduced by one of the Republican leaders, Representative John Nygren, and his argument is that they're engaged with mostly public schools. Are the majority of their revenue comes from working with public schools, and these are public events, and these are supposed to be educational events. And so he has argued and has introduced a bill that would open them up and require more disclosures than what we get now. That bill hasn't gone anywhere in the past. The latest that we know is Nygren plans to introduce it again. So maybe he'll have better luck, or maybe that debate will continue.
Finally, a story related to your neck of the woods there. Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy in the news after an exchange over terrorism on a CNN talk show with Allison Camerota. She was asking, here's a listen, she's asking why there wasn't more focus on white nationalist terrorists after the recent mosque attack up in Canada.
Are you going to compare the one attack up in Canada to all the death and destruction in Europe from refugees?
How about
the attacks in the United States of America?
He was a white extremist.
Yeah, he was. Okay.
How about that? That doesn't matter?
No, it does matter. It does matter. Look at the good things that came from it. And Nikki Haley took down the Confederate flag. That was great. Mm-hmm. But you want to say, I can give you a couple examples. Mm-hmm. There's no constant thread that goes through these attacks.
A lot of attention to this, Rob. What are some of the reactions you've seen?
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of a cable news controversy, which I guess in one sense is something that happens every day. But this is blown up into a large scale controversy, and I think that you could hear it in the clip. Representative Sean Duffy was engaged in a sort of debate on cable news, and in the course of it, he did seem to downplay the importance of the Dylann Roof white supremacist attack in Charleston, and also this is a discussion of white extremism and terrorist acts by right wing groups or right wing members. They did not talk about the 2012 attack in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, when a white supremacist terrorist shot and killed six people at a Sikh temple there. And so, you know, I think that the way that it came off, or the way it's been perceived, is that he was downplaying what is recognized by law enforcement and by many who study these things as what is a serious threat to American safety, which is, you know, it comes from white right-wing extremists. Duffy has, to some extent, tried to explain his viewpoint that he's hit in radio interviews is that the difference that he was referring to is that, you know, they were talking in the context of President Trump's travel ban executive order, and the difference is that any white extremists are already in the United States, they're already in the country, whereas the president's policy was aimed at keeping people out. So that is one explanation, but I think that it just seemed a little glib, and it just seemed to downplay the importance of some of the horrific attacks we have seen.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joined us for our weekly look at the top news stories from around the state.